Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me? That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? This is Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how are we feeling tonight, man?
I am so glad you are back. The NFL lost its collective goddamn mind this week, and I have no idea what's happening.
It has been ridiculous,
fucking
man.
Bananas.
Every day I'm like, that's got to be the end. We're not topping this. And then the next day comes, I'm like, okay, here we go. Let's just buckle up, everybody.
And yeah, the more things change, the more Jimmy G remains, motherfucker.
Stuck holding that bag, man. Holding that bag. Jimmy G all and right. Baker just sitting there with thumbs up their asses.
Yeah, we got a thumb up our ass too, but not the good kind.
That's hot.
It ain't 720 for us.
Mookie, hanging out. Mookie, how you feeling, man?
Sober. Probably gets bad. Other than that, I mean, you know, I'm all right. I actually went to put my jersey on tonight for the show, and I had to do like a quadruple take because I was like, I swear I just wore this shit. Like they won 2 weeks
Don't
ago.
You wear that every week?
Dude, if they keep fucking winning, absolutely.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't just me. Like, I'm not crazy. I'm like, I've seen you wear
Mookie,
that every week.
Mookie now thinks that what he wears on the show is going to bring FC Cincinnati luck and keep the wooden spoon away.
No, hold on a minute. Let's not go too far because we're still going to get the wooden spoon. If I have any control over sports karma, I ain't wasting on those fuckers. And
let's go back to Mike and his shirt from Baby Gab. Mike, go back to yourself. Let's see that nice schmedium you're rocking over there. Yeah, yeah. Got the guns back from Arizona. I thought that shit was illegal, bro. Damn. How'd you get those through security? Holy shit.
You're such a dick. You're an asshole. All right, let's intern Christian's here. Christian, how you feeling today?
Like poop right now.
UConn in the house, baby.
What's good, man?
Hey, yeah. My man clarified. He said every time they get to the ship, they win the ship. If they don't win, they don't win.
How tough of a weekend did you have there, Christian?
It was rough. It was, yeah. Actually, I had a fun weekend, but yeah, that was rough. 12 hours, I was pretty down bad. But.
You know what's funny is they lost so long ago that I forgot that was between these last two shows. Like, I have forgotten about UConn and focused on the champions of the NIT coming up here, the Xavier Musketeers, out the Big East. Am I echoing for anyone else?
You were. But I'm more wondering why with the shadow and the way your head's tilted, your mustache is kind of looking a little German.
Fuck.
The light hits it at the right ankle.
You couldn't have told me this before I spent all day in person with my colleagues for the first time in months.
Well, if the light hit you just right, I don't know what to tell you, man.
It probably all right, was.
Weird intro for our other intern, Caesar. Caesar, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, I guess. I mean, I was super optimistic going into the first round. Texas won, but then they lost to fucking Purdue, so oh well, it is what it is.
We call them Verdont around here.
Run into those Big Ten buzzsaws, man. It hurts.
It's the Big Ten. The Big 12 has been the best conference this whole year, but I mean, oh well.
Yeah, except for the tournament. They haven't been the best conference of the tournament. Listen, we'll get to all the March Madness stuff here in a minute. We're going to talk this ridiculous NFL free agency, and I got a game that we're going to be playing to see just how cheap Major League Baseball owners are. Before we get to all that, though, let's get to these beers that we are drinking tonight. Scott, you had this idea last week, and I'm totally ganking it and stealing the music that's in here.
At least it wasn't the nap time shit he was playing.
I'm back on my milkshake IPA game, but it wasn't just about the milkshake IPA, which this one has, you know, lactose, sugar, vanilla, orange. But most importantly, check out this can art. You can't barely see it, but this was the expensive-ass popsicles that my broke ass never had in the house as a child. And so I saw this art, and I was like, orange whip? Yeah, give me that shit. I would fuck this beer, because like I said, it's much like the popsicles that we couldn't afford in my house. Fucking delicious.
All right, Scott's banging his beer. Mookie, what are you drinking? You going to bang it?
Oh, probably. Ivan? Probably. First, I want to respect Robert for finally calling out Tyreek Hill for the monster that he is, but we can get back around to that later, because fuck that guy. Not Robert, though. He's great.
So you flash it up on screen and then don't read it for the people listening.
Well, but then I saw Mike's face and I was like, all right, stick to the script. So back on track here, I'm drinking Magic Narwhal Candy Cane Unicorn Candy Cane Chocolate Stout from Woods Boss Brewing Company.
That's a good one.
Yeah, dude. This I don't understand. I don't taste the candy cane, but like I'm not mad about it. This shit is delicious. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say I'd bang this shit in 4K.
All right, good deal. Let's go to the guy who would watch that in 4K. Christian, what are you drinking tonight?
I have Rolling Rock.
Ah, all right.
I've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day for like 2 weeks. Just going anywhere there's a day, and I'm sick of it, so I would not fuck this beer right now.
I love that your way of celebrating St. Patrick's Day is drinking Rolling Rock.
Good Lord.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's a green can. I get
it. Not a Bud Light Limes.
Yeah, we know how you feel about Bud Light Limes. Caesar, what are you drinking tonight?
All right, so to preface it, last Wednesday it was 3/16. I was supposed to be on the show, couldn't be on the show because of work. So in honor of that, I bought it last week, but
you got the broken skull.
The broken skull IPA. Do I like beer? I'm not a big fan, but for the show, I'll drink beer. So.
Well, I guess that answers the question we were going to ask your ass if you knew anything about the reference to 3/16.
I do this every year on my birthday. I actually do the move. I go to my backyard, my friend tosses me two beers, and bah, 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 bah.
All right. So you're old enough to understand that. I appreciate that.
I just had cousins that watched like WWF.
All right.
So. Okay. You don't have to like downplay it, man. It's cool.
Who's worse here? Me putting up a quote and not reading it on screen, or Caesar being like, yo, I do the Stone Cold Steve Austin beer chug all the time, but you can't see it.
I'll show it. I'm not going to do it in my apartment. I'll show you the video.
Well, then don't bring it up, man. Come on. You know the viewers want.
Mookie, settle down. Settle down. Have some more to drink. You're clearly not drunk.
Rain him in. Yeah, Mookie is angry, apparently, if he's drunk or sober. Mookie's just an angry person.
You're just now figuring this out.
Gabe chiming in. It's Miller time. Shout out Sean Miller, not Arch. Sorry, Mookie. He's drinking Bubble Farm IPA by Clown Shoes. That sounds good. Robert Taylor drinking a Huddle Brewing Company Spun Monkey.
16.1%
Spumoni pastry stout layered with Neapolitan style. You know what, man? I'm not reading it. That's insane, and I'm sure
I like how it ended with real unfinished chocolate.
Wait, can you say the Mike? Say the word after Italian though for me.
After Italian, mm-hmm. Gelato.
Damn.
How did you try? Did you really just try to trip up a gelato?
With all those words in that description, you tried to trip up a gelato.
I mean, it's better than puree.
When I was reading it real quick, I almost said Napoleon, and I was like, I know that's not it. It's not Napoleon style Italian gelato.
You got through.
I tripped. I was going to trip it up, and I didn't.
You got through Spumoni and Neapolitan, and I was like, "Well,
yeah,
gelato." I guess I don't know.
Caesar Tank's giving you a shout out for the broken skull. Well done on that one. Jared is drinking Relic Brewing 10th Anniversary Triple IPA. He said he would take it to Vegas and elope. That sounds amazing.
Wow.
Robert just chimed back in. I would marry this thing and even renew my vows. All right, good, man. I am drinking, since I came back from out west, where all the Cowboys were in Arizona, I'm drinking Electric Cowboy from Diebold Brewing, 6.5%. It's a West Coast IPA. It's classic West Coast IPA, super hoppy. This one would do dirty things to me. I'd be like chained to the bed, just like hurting. What is Scott? Why are you just vibing out to the
I'm beat? Vibing because I'm listening to you describe your beer, and I'm like, hold on, this whole beats idea was pretty hot. I like the flow we got going.
This is actually, we gotta get the volume up a little bit.
Hey, CBLS.
Alright, let us know in the comments what you're drinking and would you bang it? Turn off the music. That's super weird. I got very uncomfortable. Let's talk a little, what are we starting off with? Basketball. Let's start with some basketball talk today. Boom shakalaka! What's up, Christian? What's up, man? How you feeling?
Is there still a tournament going on?
Telling you, Xavier in that NIT.
Yeah, dude, I know that shit's in 4K, too. That's all they broadcast
now. Listen, Christian, just in case you forgot from last week, here's what was said on last week's episode.
And Christian got fired this week. Let's let him break down his bracket first.
Well, I see a lot of people that have UConn in the Elite Eight. I just don't see a way that we lose before Gonzaga, and I think we'll beat Gonzaga. And then hopefully that results in us also ending Coach K's career. And then once we're in the national championship, we don't lose in that.
It's academic.
Yeah, right. Me and this other kid, the kid I went to the tournament with, have fully convinced ourselves that we're a Final Four team. And, like, that's – anything else is a disappointment.
They caught your ass in 4K. I'm sorry. But they did.
That's tough.
Dude, the thing that sucks about it is if you wouldn't have said that shit the week Mike was off – he wouldn't have had time to clip all that up.
Yeah, there would have been no way.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Hey, the women are still in it, though. So.
Oh, there you go. All right, good.
The only problem is I had flashbacks, though. I had flashbacks to the last time when Xavier was one seed, and I was convinced. I was like, hey, nothing's going to stop us from this Final Four.
You remember when we had that that year we had the writer from Sports Illustrated on because the dude said he'd be the first ever one upset by a 16, and we called him out on another show.
And then lost the next day.
Hey, but we didn't lose to UMBC, Scott. Okay,
yeah, that's we all squeezed that matters, it out. That's and all then, that matters. Then lost.
Yeah, and then that dude, the next night was when Kansas lost, and he was like, "Oh, it was just a day off."
Yeah. So I kind of felt for Christian in the moment while it was going. I was like, "Damn, man, I have flashbacks."
I didn't feel good about it. I mean, I know a lot of people were giving you shit.
Oh, that shit was funny as hell.
I didn't feel good about it.
Yeah, you did.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
You put graphics on the bottom of that shit and everything. It looked great, too.
You have no idea how quick I got on that computer when I got home. Like, as soon as I was like, my wife's like, what are you doing? It's late. We got in at like 1 a.m. She was like, what are you doing? It's late. I'm like, I'm still on West Coast time. I got to clip this shit up. I had it ready to go.
I love it. I fucking love it. I knew that he was going to eat it. I didn't know he was going to eat it on the first day.
It was like, the next step. It was literally the next step.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm actually, it's the next day, but it was the first day of the tournament. The very first day.
So there were no other upsets, really, to like hide the scorn and disappointment. No,
Kentucky did.
This whole tournament has been upset.
I was just going to say, I was like, there was a lot of people that fell on their face.
Yeah, but they lost. Kentucky lost late in the night. UConn was at like noon.
Yeah, they did. They did do it in the middle of the day when everybody was paying attention.
When everyone's at work, like, yo, you seeing this shit? Where's that five over the 12 over the five?
Wait, are you saying the time of day makes a difference as to how bad the upset is or how disappointing it is?
100%.
I think
that's true because if when they have those late games and those ones that end super late, even when they're an upset, it's one of those things where it like doesn't fully matriculate because half the country's asleep.
Whoa. What'd you say?
It doesn't fully matriculate, asshole.
Okay, can we get a definition there real quick?
I don't need to give you definitions, bitch. You get a fucking dictionary. The fuck is this? Don't try to challenge it. This is two times tonight, Mookie. Don't fucking try me, man. You're gonna try to get. What you're gonna try to get him on gelato. You're gonna try to get me on Chick-fil-A. Go fuck yourself. How about that? Go fuck.
All right. Two questions have come up. Ed from Pardon the Punctuation wants to know if we're gonna hang an NIT Final Four banner in CentOS if Xavier makes it. I don't know if Xavier's gonna make it that far, but
dude, we have an NIT banner in CentOS Center. We have a banner from 1958 when we won the title. So no, we don't hang Final Four banners in our arena. Only championships, bro.
Caesar's pointing. Texas
UT
has
does
a...
also. We have an NIT banner up there.
Nice. All right.
For a championship, I know
Xavier had like the years they were in the NIT, but I don't remember seeing it.
I think we have an NIT too.
Christian Tank wants to know, would you do directly after the loss? Was it hard drinking or hard crying?
A fifth of Tito's.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Which is great, because I'm pretty sure in the Slack chat you said a half fifth of Tito's, which means you were already halfway through at like 3, 4 p.m. when you posted that. So props, bro. Like, that's
well, good when work. Scott texted at like, it must have been like 7 o'clock. I was literally in the car.
Was it that late?
It was just before I was going to bed, because that game was ending and I was getting ready to go to bed. And when the texts came in, I was like, oh, shit, before I go to bed. Let me bust balls.
Oh, yeah, maybe like nine, actually.
Tank says that's the correct answer, Christian. Good job.
Which also and then I cry. That's
I also like that. Cry. At least you don't have to worry about the whole drinking a fifth of vodka and daring Christian to drive. Like, we know that motherfucker walks. It's like, we don't have to go M&M with it. We know he's walking after that fifth.
Christian, do you ever consider, you know, taking your walking to the next level and becoming competitive with it?
You think they'd let me drink for competitions?
I don't think they would stop you. Walking. Yeah, like
because then I'd be a tank, like Olympic level. I think.
Yeah, because think about all the drinking money you'd be able to win competitive walking.
All good. I'd probably like get sponsored by alcohol companies. That would
be like there's a professional
sponsored by alcohol.
You.
To do a beer run. They have those on ESPN.
Beer walk. Thank you very
much. Ed says, do you have a Sweet 16 banner in CentOS? I don't know if it's a banner. I think it just called out the year. It's a full-on banner? I thought it was like they just list when they made it to the
Sweet 16. Yeah, but it's like a Sweet 16 banner, and then it has the years underneath. Right. So it's like specifically
for it's not like, oh, we've got a banner that says Sweet 16, 2012, and then another one that's like Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not individual banners. It just lists years on the
wall. What year was the NIT banner for?
1958.
That isn't that back when the NIT was like the tournament?
I think it was like a real deal,
It was the shit. Good.
Yeah.
UC doesn't have any of that shit.
All right, are you guys even checking brackets anymore?
Like, oh, after the first day.
The only thing I'm checking is my sports book, dude.
How did you do this weekend, Mookie? Because there were so many upsets, but I don't know how they did against the spread. So how did you do this weekend?
Cleaned up, like always.
No descriptions. It's cleaned up all.
Look, I'm telling you right now, like if people would have followed my advice and threw that parlay or the box down, like you would have been right back to zero despite Kentucky, UConn, and then other schools going down. You would have been solid. But
you would have been back to zero, cleaned up.
When you're down big, getting back to zero is cleaning up. So
that's not cleaning up. You broke even. How'd you do this weekend, Mookie? I broke even.
But again, Michael, Thursday and Friday.
Call me Michael. It gets me like
coming back from down big is having a good weekend.
Exactly. So Thursday, Friday took a bath. Saturday, Sunday cleaned up. Monday woke up even. Like, I don't understand what the problem is here.
What are these gambling terms? How does this make sense? Taking a bath, I get, is bad, but then you clean up and that's good. But aren't you cleaning up in the bath? Like, shouldn't those are synonymous to me? Taking a bath and cleaning up are the same thing.
What?
You're gonna say you're not cleaning up if you're taking a bath? These are ridiculous statements.
No. Because first of all, taking a bath is purely for pleasure and fun. Like if you're trying to get clean, you wouldn't waste time sitting in your own filth, first of all. Okay. So no, that's not how that works. Second of all, cleaning up is more like I'm doing work. Like shit's getting done. You know, in a bath, you're just sitting there floating in your filth.
Okay.
Also, I didn't invent this shit. I just
used
it to my advantage.
You. I'm not blaming you for it. I'm just saying these terms are stupid to me. I hear them all the time, and I don't like them. It doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, I tell you what, Michael, Michael, Mike, Sherm. Putting respect on your name there, Sherm. Give me your version. So we can start the new trend.
I got my dick kicked in on Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, I made my nut back.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Made my nut back.
I lost on Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday I won.
Speaking of getting dicks kicked, I did want to go back to something Robert Taylor said earlier. Or no, I'm sorry. I think it was Tank who said something about dicks in the dirt beer or something. I need to know a little bit more about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, Robert Taylor's always drinking big ass ABV. Knock your dick in the dirt beer. So again,
it's true. It's 100% true. So, but I don't need a definition to know exactly what Tank is talking about.
Is that you get so fucked up, your dick ends up in the dirt.
In the dirt, right in the dirt.
Hard. Just face plant hard.
All right. Gabe says, first to 15-20 bet is a fun bet, Mookie.
It is.
All right. What was your favorite prop bet that you played over the weekend? Because, again, I didn't see shit this weekend. Like, I was out at ghost towns with the kids. I didn't see any basketball unless we happened to wander into a restaurant. So I looked at my bracket. We got into the Airbnb Friday night, and I looked at my bracket. And I was like, "Well, I'm not paying any attention the rest of the week. I have no desire
it
anymore."
Kind of felt nice though, right?
I didn't follow along anyways on Friday. I was itching, and there was no service. I was just like, "I guess we'll see how this works." And then I looked. And I was like, "Oh, didn't work. Okay, see you. Bye."
See ya.
Let me in on the prop bet game that I can get into this weekend, Mookie, because those are Gabe saying the first to 15 or 20 is a fun bet. What's another good prop bet I can get into for March Madness?
Well, so here's the thing. So first of all, we went straight money line with all of these. So again, I put in so much work in those 4 hours that morning. I could have been doing a lot of other stuff. Nah, just kidding. I would have been doing shit. So this weekend we just went again. This is my advice in these types of sporting events where you have a lot of games happening at the same kind of time in a compressed window. It doesn't really work as well for college football because of the variability there. But if you've got like a World Cup or March Madness, something like that, find like four or five favorites you really like, parlay them. Because again, you throw down $2-5, and then like if they all hit, which they should, because you look for those long favorites, it'll multiply itself up and get you a little winning there. Another strategy is go with the box, which is the same thing as a parlay, except you pull one of the teams out of the mix and then you bet every combination in that pool. That's the easy, safe way, but it gives you something to do all day and actually watch the games. Now, as far as the prop bets, yeah, Gabe, the first to 15 and 20 is good. Again, you know, if you're in for like a shorter period, you know, wife's like, "I'll be ready to go to dinner in 5 minutes." Like, all right, cool. I got like 45 minutes before we got to go. Honestly, I'm a huge fan of the quarter lines in the women's tournaments because, again, like you get those weird runs, but you probably know what's going to happen and they adjust those odds live. So it still makes that entertaining to watch. Plus, you got a lot of ponytails, which is always a good time. Outside of that, if you're looking for like prop bets, you can always go with your steals, your blocks. Because again, you can if you put any effort into understanding what's going
what
on.
What about odds grinders getting released? What about
what?
Is that a prop bet? Like odds grinders gonna get out? Like
oh, grinder. I thought you said odds grinders gets released, and is like, Scott, why are we talking about?
No, stop hearing what you want to hear, man. I asked about Brittany Griner. Like, what are the prop odds on her getting out of Russia soon?
Didn't they say she could be doing 5 years?
Yeah. Yep. That's pretty fucked.
That ain't good. Not a good time to be in Russian jail.
Ugh. Not a good time to be in Russian period.
Never a good time to be in Russian jail. Never in the history of the world would it be like, man, you know what? Russian jail sounds pretty sweet
sweet. That's pretty awesome.
That's all right. WNBA legend. Holds the record for dunks.
The record for dunks.
I'm not kidding. That's real. There's been.
I know. I am aware. Like that's it's a funny thing though.
Again, another great prop bet. Will there be a dunk in this quarter of the women's game?
The answer is always no.
Unless Stanford's playing, because they got a girl that can throw down, and her teammates actually give her shit if there's a chance for her to dunk, and she doesn't. So she has a little extra motivation there.
But odds are that Mookie's making me want to start betting. This is bad.
No, Tank, it's not. Just like Steve Mariucci told all of us, it's only bad if you don't set a limit and understand what you're doing when you go in.
Do your research.
Yeah.
It goes for all things, I feel like.
One thing you could do is just ask Christian and then bet the opposite, because this man is the worst.
It just dude takes all the L's.
It is amazing, Christian, how
I love how wrong he is on sports, on the sports podcast.
Everything. He's so bad. I thought I used to be bad picking games. This kid is a million miles off every single
time. Like, at the end of his internship, you can make a whole highlight reel of calls Christian got it wrong.
Tannehill, great.
Oh no,
Rodgers bound for Denver on his way. He's already got his bags packed.
I might have to find these clips. I'll just add in like the Jeopardy buzzer sound.
All of my NFL playoff picks.
Yeah, every single one.
Every game, UConn. I'm convinced for a Final Four team. Whoopsies.
It's just go against Christian. Whatever Christian's got. Who you got this week? I'll go exactly the opposite.
Are you like a real life mush?
Was that
no research necessary?
Are you like a real life mush? Are you a mush, Christian, on the line?
I just have some hot takes, I think.
Yeah, they're hot, all right. Hot shit.
Guys, all this time I thought hot takes were hot. I didn't realize they were wrong. And
Hot garbage. Cool.
I didn't realize that. All right, listen, who's the team? Like, there's a bunch of high seeds in here that are left. You got Iowa State, you got Miami, Michigan, St. Peter's, all these teams that are like double-digit seeds. Out of those, who do you guys think is making it in? I mean, well, Iowa State and Miami are playing each other, so one of them is getting eliminated. But who's going forward? Who's going Elite Eight, if anyone outside of that Iowa State-Miami game?
St. Peter's.
I was gonna say St. Peter's.
Wait, my friend just found out his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend is the point guard of St. Peter's, the guy who's like all over the internet.
The dude with the stash.
Yeah, her ex-boyfriend
from high school. He just signed a deal with Buffalo Wild.
Yeah, he did get a B-dubs NIL deal. Pretty bad. Also, the Indiana cheerleader that got the ball down from the back of the hoop, she got an NIL deal from that. Somebody like Team
Mom, we can't pay players because what are we going to give the girls? They're not going to get any money.
Could you not pay cheerleaders before, though? Like,
no, they were considered an NCAA athlete, as are mascots. Like your boy here, NCAA athlete Mike Berlon. Bound by the
held down by the man from getting paid.
This is why I'm so passionate about this. The rules that I had to go through as the blue blob was just ridiculous.
All of them dollars he could have been getting stuck in his tongue that the NCAA denied him.
Wow.
You realize how much money I could have made with that blue blob tongue? Tons.
Seriously, dude.
I mean, legitimately, what would you think would be like? $100, $50?
No, there's some freaky people out there who are into furry shit, and I probably could have made a ton of money.
Oh, I like where your head's at, though.
All the 4K blue blob video.
I don't know, man. That feels like it lends itself to 3D, but you can't really go wrong with 4K, right?
All right, let's not steer the ship that direction again tonight, guys. You guys had enough of that.
Dude, if it's what the people want, we should give it to them.
I got a lot more in store, but like, keep them moving.
Give it to them in 4K.
Chime in below if you guys want us to continue to talk about 4K porn viewing habits. Should we go down the furry porn rabbit hole on this show? Is that what we're about to do?
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Looking for a particular truck part? Then look no further. The Rush Truck Center's All Makes Parts catalog features more than 16,000 of the most popular All Makes parts from top suppliers in the industry and with quality brands you know and trust. And at 164 full-color pages, this is their biggest catalog yet. Our friends at Rush Truck Centers have great deals for you all year long. Check out their monthly parts and service specials in-store and online. And when you're ready to order, shop online with Parts Connect at RushTruckCenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers.
Man, free agency has been fucking wild, dude. Just fucking wild. Can you get fucking Chris Bryant in Colorado? What the fuck, man? Are you serious? Carlos Correa in Minnesota? Come on.
You're already going there? Come on.
We're talking free agency, right? I just thought we're talking free agency.
Let's do it then.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
I wasn't ready to go here, but I'll go here.
I figure we might as well get it over. Only names that anybody knows is me and you. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, Caesar Christian, you guys want to like go hang out for 15 minutes and we'll come back or something? We could squeeze
Mookie, this is a game that you can play. I specifically did this in a way. So Scott is right. The money has been ridiculous in baseball. You've got guys going in places that you never would have guessed. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, that Christian started to lose it. I was like, well.
Read the comment, Christian. Read it.
Do it.
Read it.
4K. Thinking about stepping up my 3.1 system to a 7.2 surround. Subwoofer moans.
Subwoofer
moans.
Dude, you like when the O-faces come out, glass might shatter.
What part did Mookie think was up there in fucking New York? What did he think? What place in New York did he get wrong? What the fuck? The Hamptons. Subwoofer helping the Hamptons. Check out my subwoofer.
Whitey's calling for the furry porn rabbit hole.
Oh, God.
All right, anyways. So, baseball talk, fellas. Baseball talk.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Focus, people. Focus.
I had to reset. All right, here we go. So there's been ridiculous amounts of money going around, but there's also been some cheap-ass owners. So, Mookie, this is specifically for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a player, and then I'm going to give you a team, and you tell me what's higher, the player's salary or the team's payroll.
Oh, God.
You got it?
Yeah, this will be easy.
Okay, all right.
So you think.
I like the confidence here. All right, we'll start you off easy here. Let's add this one. Max Scherzer.
Not the A's. Mets
or the entire A's payroll?
Mets.
You are correct. Max Scherzer is getting $43.33 million this year. The entire A's payroll is $40,948.
I'll play out the balance of this, but like honestly, dude, unless you're going to say the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Astros, like I'm just going to pick the player because everyone else is cheap as fucking shit. Like everyone.
All right, let's see if you're right. Let's see how this plays out. All right, so this is a big signing. Corey Seager went to the Rangers. So you got Corey Seager with the Rangers or the Cleveland Guardians. What's higher?
This is also super easy because obviously a major league player's salary is going to be way more than any AAA ball club's roster. So like the G's, like they clearly aren't going to be able to match him. Like whatever the fuck that thing is.
Cleveland wishes they were called the G's.
Right? I actually wish they were the G's. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, so Seager's getting $37.5 million. The Guardians payroll this year, $37.4 million.
They might as well be AAA. Like, for fuck's sake, are you kidding me?
I love that they're like, we're never gonna hand another $100K. It's just somebody to bring that up. Just pass Corey Seager pocket.
All right, next up, you got Anthony Rendon
and the Pirates.
And then the Pirates organization. Who's getting more this year, Anthony Rendon or every player that plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates combined?
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, Blackbeard paid motherfucking more than these Pirates. Like, that's easy. The guy on the left.
Anthony Rendon is making $36 million this year. The entire Pirates payroll is $35.75 million.
But for real though, Anthony, why is Anthony Rendon making $36 million?
Garrett Cole's getting $36 million. So there's two players who have a higher, well, I guess more when you also include Max Scherzer and Corey Seager. So four players have a payroll that a value this year more than the entire Pirates payroll. It's absolutely insane to me. Next up, Drew, first of all, I want to know if you know who that guy is right there.
That's Subway spokesman. It's Subway. It's Steph Curry's buddy.
Subway spokesman. What's his name?
I believe it's Michael Trout.
Wow. Okay. I'm impressed that you knew Mike
Trout. Not a fucking idiot, but yeah.
Mike Trout's salary this year or the entire Baltimore Orioles payroll?
All right, I'm gonna take a different slant at this because this isn't even fun anymore. So what I'm gonna do is say, I bet that Trout is making $5.7 million more than the payroll.
Mike Trout is making $35.45 million this year. They're spending $30 million.
That wasn't bad. I was
pretty
only
close
off by like half a mil.
On that one. Pretty close guess on that one, Mookie. All right, next up we got Carlos Correa and the Baltimore Orioles. making more than the Baltimore Orioles is spending this year.
He's making like 1.3 more.
Carlos Correa is making 35.1 million. The Orioles, 30 million. 0.366. All right, next up, this one, Mookie. I'll end it at this one. You should know this one. Miguel Cabrera.
He's still playing?
Is Miguel Cabrera making more this year than every other player in the Baltimore Orioles organization combined?
Oh, man. I feel like this feels like a trap game because I feel like he's in the late stages of his deal. So
yeah,
where
all that money's
tapered.
Been deferred to. That's the problem. He's probably been making significantly.
Ken Griffey Jr. is the sixth highest paid player in the Reds organization this year. Just keep that in mind.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, that's an actual stat. That's a real thing. Ken Griffey Jr., sixth? His deferred money makes him the sixth highest paid player on the Reds roster.
See, Sherp, this is why I feel bad for you, dude, because how can you root for a team that's so clearly stupid to pay five other people more than Ken Griffey Jr.? Like, they need to understand where their value comes from, and it's in that man. So I guess, yeah, Joey Votto's deal's bad. So he should be, at worst, the second highest paid player.
That's actually pretty solid, Mookie. That was
right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that the Orioles make more.
Miguel Cabrera this year is making $32 million. Oh. The Orioles, $30 million.
And he signed that deal like a decade ago.
Dude, I
seriously
thought.
Miguel Cabrera and also Trevor Bauer, who is not playing anymore, is also making $32 million this year.
Wait, Trevor?
He's a lot of hush money.
That is a lot of hush money. So, yeah, there you have it. All those MLB owners who were talking about how it's not profitable to have a team and how are we supposed to make money have bottomed out the payroll. Like, it's absolutely disgusting. Scott, your boy Jock Peterson was on Twitter this week calling these teams out. Like, he called out the Orioles, he called out the Pirates, and he called out the Guardians as the three lowest payroll teams and was like, what you were talking about. This is how you're crying poverty, and this is what you're spending on your teams. Basically, Jocktober is like, shut the fuck up. Quit being bitches. But I don't know how to fix this, Scott. Like, I don't know what to do because you're never going to get owners to agree to a floor, and you're never going to be able to put a salary cap in place. So we're just stuck with teams doing this shit.
I don't know, man. Like, the answer is to get owners who want to win, but I mean, you can't force the owners to like try. Like, I mean, these guys buy in, and there's no like, you got a win clause. Like, it's just, oh, cool, you're part of the club, and then that's that. Like, they're fit to run the organization however they see fit. So here we are with just a handful of teams that don't even try.
I ordered a Sell the Team Bob shirt.
Nice.
It's Mr. Redlegs holding a sign that says Sell the Team Bob, because Bob Pasolini is such a – I'm so pissed, man. I'm beyond pissed.
Bob Caesar has done this city dirty.
What's Caesar, up? Real quick, who gets paid more this year? Miguel Cabrera or all the players on Norwich City FC?
It's Miguel Cabrera for sure. Wait, Norwich? Norwich or Nottingham Forest?
Norwich.
I'm kind of drunk.
Attaboy. Norwich. Norwich City FC currently. Well, that's not the
No, they're in the Prem.
Time. Yeah, they're in the Prem.
Okay, Norwich.
Repeat the question. I didn't understand it.
Who's getting paid more?
No, Norwich. Just Norwich, Norwich, Norwich.
Yeah. Who's getting paid more this year? Norwich City FC or Miguel Cabrera? And he's saying Norwich City FC.
They have to.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, dope.
Not by much, though. Because they're only
like a roster of like 22 people or like 25 people.
Right. Which in the MLB, it's 40?
Right? Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. So no, how do you run a team off $35 million? I'm not a big baseball guy.
You don't. It's basically just OWGs being cheap as shit and not spending any money and just raking in TV revenue that's guaranteed, and they don't give a shit. They don't have to put out a good product on the field, so they can just fuck over the fans. And that's what we get to deal with in Cincinnati this year, because Bob Castellini's a cunt.
Intern test. Caesar, what does OWG stand for?
Oh, good.
That's
question.
A good one.
Wait, what?
OWG.
OWG.
Thank you for saving the environment there, Mookie, with that mid-culture.
I got you.
Old white guy. I don't know.
Attaboy.
Oh,
Nailed it.
Give
it to Nailed it.
My man threw up a Hail Mary, but it came down with it.
I actually have like a funny like conspiracy theory with Correa, just because his wife's from Laredo, which is where I'm from. So
wait, is Carlos Correa? Like,
yeah, on. Yes. Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, wait, do you have a good Carlos Correa?
He's only going to be there for this year. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, well, everybody knows that. Whole year.
Okay, well, now it's for sure. I didn't know that. I'm not a big baseball guy. I'm looking for a team.
You're looking for a team?
Yeah.
Why?
It's another sport. I would bet a lot on the Mariners on the overs just because they're the Diamondbacks, because they'd be losing like 7-0. Then in the eighth inning, it'd be like 8-7.
Well, go ahead and put all the money on the overs on the Reds, because their pitching is going to give up everything. They're going to lose every game like 10-2. It's going to be the
life. Well, yeah. So Correa's wife, she's from Laredo, which is where I'm from. It's a border town in Texas. It's hot as shit. Like 110 degrees, like starting in like pretty sure like in a week or two in April. It's ridiculously hot. Going to Minnesota. Minnesota. That shit's cold as fuck.
Are you sure she's going? No. She might just be like, yeah, see you later, honey. See you in the offseason.
Ain't no fucking
way. That's
in Minnesota for a whole year.
Gonna hit him with that Magic Johnson. I ain't gonna be here. You can sign in Minnesota all you want, Carlos.
They're not gonna be Minnesota for too long.
There's no way.
Minnesota this summer's not bad. You know, it's not 120, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's not the Laredo summers of 114, 110, 112.
That sounds
Mike awesome. Brown or Bobby
Dave,
Brown.
What? Dave wants to know who's worse, Mike Brown or Bob. He didn't even attempt to spell Castellini, and I don't blame him.
Oh, I thought he was talking about Bobby right Brown. Now, I was gonna say, he got Whitney on that shit. I'm going with Bobby on this one.
Right now, Bob Castellini is way worse. Mike Brown is actually doing what he's supposed to do and making the Bengals better. What world are we living in? What weird dimension did we get shifted to where Mike Brown is the competent owner in Cincinnati? This is the weirdest.
Isn't that the bald head coach of the Cavs like a long time ago? Or is he also Mike Brown?
That'd be cool, though.
The the ball head coach of the Cavs.
Is that a different Mike Brown or is that?
Yeah, no, no, no. That was also Mike Brown, but this
okay,
is definitely
dope.
Not
just making
Mike
sure.
Brown.
Just making sure. Just making sure. It was a test.
Not to be there confused with Larry Brown.
Yeah, no, that's the old white guy with the glasses.
But this is like, this is, it's crazy to me that the Bengals are doing what they're supposed to do and they're adding guys to the offensive line and they're spending money. And meanwhile, Bob Castellini is just handing out players. Did you hear what Jesse Winker and Nick Castellano said in their first, I shouldn't say press conference, but like the first press scrums that they were in their new cities?
I heard Castellanos today said that it was nice to be on a team with a winning culture and that he hadn't played a meaningful baseball game in his entire career.
Yep, yep, yep. Yep, fucking brutal. Just knife right through the heart, Nick. I get it. You haven't because they collapsed towards the end of the year, but that's rough, man. That's rough.
The only problem is I giggled when I heard it because I was like, and you went to Philadelphia to fulfill that dream? Whoops.
Winker said the same thing though, like they got
oh, like word for word,
and he's like,
and then Winker's in like Seattle, so I mean, it's like, I mean, you guys probably should pump the brakes.
At least Winker was traded; like he didn't have any say in it. Nick Castellanos chose the Phillies, and then was like, "I'm glad I'm working for a winner."
That's the guy that hits the home runs at like bad times, right?
The Phillies have been good more recently than the Reds.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Phillies were like a stone's throw away from making the playoffs. Like, it came down to them and the Braves the last weekend of the season this past year. Like, if the Braves would have lost two more games, then they would have been in either a wild card playoff and or out of the playoffs, and the Phillies would have been in.
Scott, who? The who? The Atlanta?
The world champion Atlanta.
Attaboy, there it is. The last world champion. No,
wait, is that a rule that goes into effect this year? Or because I'm so confused now.
Nobody knows. We got all these rules listed, and then they're like, yeah, by the way, none of those are actually happening.
It's a lot next year. Sorry you got excited. It'll be 2023 when you get to no longer see the shift.
I like how they were like, there's this laundry list of rules that are changing, and by the way, most of it's happening this year. But DH, we're getting that motherfucking DH in yesterday. We have got to get the universal DH in. They're not delaying that shit.
This is some fucked up shit, though. Think about it. We're hopefully, quote-unquote, exiting a global pandemic, right? And we're walking into a baseball season or soon to be where there's a universal DH. Then that's going to be followed by Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC and UC in the Big 12. What the fuck is happening to this world, man?
You're welcome, Cincinnati.
What is happening with this world, Mookie? You just laid it out there. I hadn't really thought about all of these events altogether, right? But
like,
shit's weird, man.
The NFL went to 17 games this year. They'd been talking about it for probably a decade, it felt like. Cutting preseason games. Like, dude, what is happening?
Are we in an alternate universe right now? Like, is this an alternate?
NBA play-in tournament is a thing. They're talking about adding a midseason tournament next year.
This is the worst timeline to answer your question, Mike. Yes, this is the worst timeline.
Yeah, what the shit, man?
Hey, on another timeline, though, I bet UConn won the national title. Oh, or at least still in the tournament. Like on all the other timelines, Christian's like, I'm fucking vindicated over in this motherfucker. Your variant is out there living the dream, and you're stuck in the timeline.
You know what, though, Scott? At least we can always rest easy knowing the cup ain't leaving the US of A, baby. So we got that.
Hey, at least on this timeline, no Canadians ever win the cup.
We've got
that going for us.
Kev pointing out, I think if they did all the rules at once, people would complain they're changing the game too fast. They're already complaining. They're like, oh, what? You can't change this. This is how it's always been. It's like, just fucking change it. Who gives a shit? Nobody's watching baseball anyway.
Not only that, they're so dumb because it's not how it's always been. Like, the game has always evolved. There used to not be a DH. Like, what are we talking about?
Motherfucker, they just...
Also, Kev, Mookie is just overlooking the potential World War III going on. Like, oh, Russia committing war crimes in Ukraine?
No.
Who cares?
Look,
Oklahoma
so,
and Texas and the SEC? What is going on?
Kev, I appreciate that, but really, I just didn't want to freak out the viewers because before World War III is going to happen, we're going to have a nuclear holocaust. Like, I don't know if you've noticed that shit, but like, yeah. But dude, UC in the Big 12? What the fuck?
You're welcome.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What do Hollywood A-listers, bourbon distillers, and survival experts all have in common? Living life aggressively. Join me, Brian Tome, an adventurer, hunter, and a pastor you grab a beer with, in conversation with intriguing guests squeezing the most out of life. Join millions of listeners growing spiritual muscles to as far away from your grandma's stained glass windows as you can get. Search for The Aggressive Life with Brian Tome wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is a weird it's a weird time to be into sports. I think with all this stuff with the Reds, I think I'm just going to give up caring about team sports. I'm just going to be like Christian and follow one player and not have a team. I'm just going to be like a fan of a guy.
Sure, don't do it, man. Don't do it yet. Give Marcus one season. Give
you
him
saw
one
how that
season,
worked out for
okay?
him with him and Tannehill, though. I mean, he's a fan of a guy, and it ended horribly spectacularly. Like
it's not working out too well in LA either with LeBron. That is a train wreck right now.
You know, I don't care about the Lakers' success. LeBron's
he cares about LeBron's success, which by the way,
this is what I want. This is what I want. I don't want to be like pissed off that my team is dog shit for the next at least 8 years in MLB. I want to be like, yeah, but you know what? Triple crown. How about that? And then people will be like, okay, cool.
Do it.
Man. Great.
Do it, Mike. Do it.
You just want to walk around with your own goalpost. Just keep on moving them, huh? I like it.
Who's going to be your guy? If you're going to do this today, like who would be your guy that you're like, yeah, that's going to be the dude I follow?
Shohei Ohtani. The man's got his
that's
own.
A good, it's a great
that's
pick.
That's going to be my guy.
That is a good horse to hit your wagon to.
Here's the only problem, though. He plays out west, and they start their games at like 10 o'clock. And I,
it's all right. I imagine in like 1 or 2 years, he'll be in Boston, New York. He'll be able to see all the games. Don't
Christian, the preeminent authority on just hitching your wagon to one guy. He just said, "You don't have to watch the games. You just have to check the stats the next day."
Also, just retweet any highlights he has too, and then you're a fan.
Yep,
you're a fan. The art of fandom by Christian. Look, man, I've been a fan. Check my timeline.
Check my receipts.
You should have seen my likes the night LeBron dropped like 50 points 2 times in 3 games. Oh my God, LeBron fan out there.
My man just typed in LeBron in the search bar and just started liking everything. Didn't read the tweet. Didn't care. Didn't matter. Just liking it.
What's that? LeBron's launching a new tequila? Like. What's that? LeBron's new, what do they call it? Clothes that he's wearing into the arena? Fit. That's what they call it. LeBron's pregame fit? Like. LeBron's TikTok? Like.
Like that one, sure? That one random guy who just was like, I think LeBron licked somebody's toes. Like. Like, just anything that had LeBron in the tweet.
LeBron and Rex Ryan could hang out a bit then, huh?
Oh, Jesus God, man. Scott, you're actually consuming too. You're consuming baseball content right now. What's that like? How's that treat you?
Nerd.
Awesome. I was going to say, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty dorky, but it's awesome. I love this whole world champion thing. Oh, let's do this again this year. Yeah, so, I like it. So
you know Scott, how I feel? You know how I feel every time somebody even mentions baseball?
I feel like poop right now.
Poop. You and Christian hanging poop. Out, talking about baseball and UConn. Just a big old poopy feeling.
Just poop.
again, Mike, if you need a softer landing than just rooting for one dude, save your baseball.
Yeah, there you go.
They raised really well this last couple of weeks when they did the little March Madness bullshit.
Kev says, look, if Christian can still hold his phone and like the tweet with his hand down his pants, that was difficult enough. Leave him be.
It's true.
They do. I mean, LeBron's clips are in 4K. I'm just saying, like, you put your own, connect your own dots there.
I need to know how the mom's club handled the loss, though. Like, how did the mom's club handle it? Like, were they upset? Were they a little at loss for words? Like, Christian, can you break down how the moms were feeling after that, Al?
No, I haven't been on Twitter much lately.
You just said you were blowing up with all the likes.
Yeah, that was before UConn lost. That was the week of.
I thought LeBron dropped 50 like 2 nights ago.
No, one of the moms was pissed, though, because one of the seniors has like an extra year eligibility. So, like, all like the hardos on Twitter are like tweeting at him. And one of the moms was like, look, shut the fuck up.
All of the what?
Like the people who think they have like an impact on the team at all.
The hardos.
The hardos, yeah.
So this isn't just someone trying to like puff their chest out and talk shit on Twitter. It's someone who's like affiliated with the program or like.
What's up, Mike?
Who'd the Reds just sell?
They didn't sell anybody, but they just announced their opening day starter against the Braves. Scott,
against who? Against who?
The world champion.
Yeah. I'm getting more out of this than Scott is.
I like it.
Opening day starter is Tyler Mahle.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
I know who Tyler Mahle is. He's the hottest prospect.
Tyler Mahle is a great.
Why isn't it Luis Castillo?
Why would you start your best pitcher on opening day when you're trying to tank the whole fucking season? They probably don't want to name him as the opening day starter because they're going to trade him before the start of the season.
They can't name him as the opening day starter. Can't name the guy you already have shipped out.
Dude, I got an email from the Reds that had their bobbleheads for the year. Like, they announced their bobbleheads.
Oh, everybody they made bobbleheads for is gone.
No, luckily they didn't make that mistake.
They're all retired.
Jedi Joey Votto. They have a Tyler Stevenson bobblehead. And then Cowboy, fucking Jeff Brantley. Oh, they went with an announcer. And then they did like a 1960s Mr. Redlegs.
They didn't even do the like rookie of the year India bobblehead. That's a slam dunk.
They did do a Jonathan India bobblehead. If you bought season tickets before the lockout, you could buy it, and it actually had.
They were like, "Hey, commit to us before we sell the farm, and we'll give you this bobblehead."
That's exactly what it was. Please buy tickets now before it goes down.
Biscuit's right though. He says he wants Jedi Joey. That could be dope.
Jedi Joey looked kind of cool. It looked kind of cool, but like, dude, when you got like, I got like four Joey Votto bobbleheads, and like, but now you're just throwing it. I don't have the Jedi. You're right, but I also don't have players to pick from. Like, this is ridiculous. That this is how far this organization has sunk. Look, whatever. You guys talked about it enough last week.
I am curious though, Mike.
First professional team in baseball.
Honest question. When is opening day?
April 7th.
Yeah, it's April 7th.
Why are they announcing that shit so early?
Because it's generally, you're able to figure it out pretty much 2 weeks out anyway. Like, the way you line up anything. Like, it's just a formality.
Because the other four pitchers suck that bad usually?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of... Sort of. I mean, it's ceremonial more than anything. I mean, it's the way you set up.
I mean, I guess I get it, but like at the same time, like, do you really want to put that much pressure on that dude in spring training still? Like, he pushes himself too hard, like getting hyped up for opening day, and he ends up going out with an injury.
Now, well, again, this one's just weird because it's like it's not their best pitcher. So
not your ace. You've got a legit ace on the staff, and they're like, nah, not him. We can't name him as the starter because fucking asshole Bob is going to ship him off for peanuts later on.
For spare parts.
We're running low on Gatorade, so he's probably going to trade him for some orange and some blue. Fucking go on, Luis.
Honey roasted or just salted peanuts? Oh, by the way, Matt Barr, Tiffy's.
Fucking asshole.
I love the idea that they're like, we'll take a case of your finest blue, and you can have Luis.
But none of that vintage 2020 bullshit orange. Get that shit the fuck out of here.
None of that COVID year Gatorade for us. We want the pre-COVID years Gatorade.
Well, you know, I just want to let you guys know, Diebold's Electric Cowboy, not good in the nose. Does not feel good coming out your nose at all.
So what's your favorite thing to come out the nose?
Wow. Sipchuck James Drainpour, things coming out of your nose.
Go ahead, name them.
Noodle.
Noodle? I've never had a noodle come out.
Are you serious?
How is that a serious moment? Are you serious? You've never had a noodle? Like, everybody's had a noodle. Most average people haven't had a noodle come out of their fucking nose.
I don't know. I just thought it was a common happening.
No, you were wrong. A noodle up there. And also, how old were you? Please tell me you were like 36.
Because I'm still a spring chicken, I haven't even hit that age yet. So joke's on you.
Like after the show last week, I had a big old plate of pasta and, well, things happened.
I mean, yeah, that's basically what it was. I had to go play the pasta. Things happened. What'd you say?
I was lady in the tramp in it, and I was trying to push a meatball over.
Yeah, with my dog, because my wife wouldn't do that. She'd be like, get off
it
my
It was food. 11 o'clock at night. I had a jar of Prego, a box of noodles. Shit went
in 4K.
In 4K.
No, I just was.
Says he's done a noodle. So there you go, Drew.
I was eating spaghetti and I laughed about something and it kind of shot up the back of my nose sinus area. And then you just do one of these pull and noodle.
And do you eat it after?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Put it back in the mouth?
Yeah, why not? I mean, like, it's my body.
It was already in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's my snot.
Moving on.
I'm comfortable with it.
Holy shit. Trent Baalke is the worst, bro. Like, seriously. $20 million for Christian Kirk? What the fuck?
Dude.
NFL fuck. Is dumb. Like,
fuck it.
Dude, it's bananas out there.
So, like, the Niners got fucked twice. It's like, they're gonna get stuck with Jimmy and probably just have to cut him. And meanwhile, all the wide receivers are inking these insane deals, and Debo Samuel's just sitting over there like, that's cool. Can't wait till my turn for this shit. Y'all are gonna have to back up all the trucks.
All right, here's the thing. All of this that's been going around has proven that the Bengals' window to win is right now.
100%.
They will not be
Chase
able to
rookie deal. Yes. Yeah. No.
Nobody. It's 1,000%. You got to win right now, or you
honestly that win. Is for the first time in his life, Mike Brown might have actually noticed something and thought, "Oh shit." I usually don't care about this, but if this is going to happen, it's going to happen right now. We've got until Chase asks for money. Yeah.
Yeah, I got T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and Burrow all on their rookie deals. I got to fucking win right now, or else I will.
Because as soon as the first one asks for money, tearing it all down. It's all torn down.
Biscuit, a former Browns fan, wants to know, who should I root for since I'm done with the Browns?
The Texans. The Texans have morals.
That's a good point. There was no restrictions at all, and they sat Watson all last year.
And then they traded him away the first chance they got. I believe that they love women.
They have both morals and love.
Houston's better than
it's
Cleveland.
The place to be, man.
Apparently, at least one organization in Houston has morals, because we know the baseball team doesn't, but at least the football team stands for something.
Oh, but it's not their fault. I mean, the Stros didn't start in Houston, right?
Yeah, they did.
Damn.
Those are the Titans.
Yeah, I know. I realized that halfway through, but you just got to, like, own it.
Okay.
What's funny is if he would have accidentally stumbled into the Rangers, the Rangers actually weren't in Texas, like, the whole time. Like, you could have accidentally said, oh, the Rangers, who came from Washington, D.C. once upon a time. But you know what? You fucked it. Way to go.
It says, but it's Texas. I can't.
What's wrong with Texas?
Look, all I know is, Caesar, every week you show up on this show, I like you more and more. Because look at, man, what you rocking over there now that you finished your Steve Austin?
A free Michelob Ultra.
A free Mick Ultra. Not just
a slim can, too. This environment. He's a environmentally conscious motherfucker over here.
Gotta make
here.
Up for that carbon footprint.
That's right.
That big ass right. Austin beer. So you gotta get that slim can or the slim bottle.
That's right.
Mookie broke it all down for us.
Dude, I had some of the Corona extras that are in the same shape as the Mick Ultras this weekend. Don't crush the same.
It's water.
It is, and that's the other part too, is it's like water and you can have like 9 of them real quick.
Is that something you want?
Yes, with my life, absolutely.
Mookie, Christian, and Caesar all just emphatically shake their heads. Yes. Dude, do you really want to have 9 beers in an hour? Yes, 100%. That just sounds like...
Before the Texas games, well, at least the basketball games, you want to get pretty drunk.
What's the worst idea? Drinking 9 beers in an hour or trading for Deshaun Watson?
Which one
has worse future ramifications?
And then signing his ass to a big fucking deal, too. Because they
just trade a big deal. A big
guaranteed deal.
So that's what I'm confused about is where the fuck is all this money coming from in the NFL? Like, I've never seen.
I don't
seen,
know, man.
Do you know, oh, no, they're, dude, their cap went up.
Deshaun Watson, it doesn't matter. He got a $230 million deal that's all guaranteed money. That's crazy.
Yeah, but over how many years? Is it 5 or 6? It
doesn't matter because the guaranteed money negates all the years.
It was 5? No, yeah. But again, the salary cap's going to continue to grow because it's like with the NBA a couple years ago when they redid the salary cap in their negotiations. There's escalators in terms of the ceiling of the salary cap. So the Browns are like, this is going to be fine because 3 years from now, when the Niners pay Jimmy G $50 million a year, like it's not that it's going to look a lot better on the books for Deshaun.
That looked like
it. Fucking Mookie slam dunking on me is fucking embarrassing. Like, Jesus Christ.
Biscuit says NFL.
No, even better. They bought GameStop in January and they didn't hold.
They let it run.
Yeah.
They took it to the moon.
They took it to the moon and they're like, yep, deuses. We don't give a fuck
that
about
paid
this.
Off half of my loan for me. I'm not going to lie.
Are you serious? Damn, boy. Yeah. Nice.
Well done. Yeah. Robert Taylor pointing out that Amazon is paying a shit ton of money to show Thursday Night Football exclusively next season. So the TV rights deals are pretty insane in the NFL. But
which is great, though, because that's not priced in right now to the salary cap. So that's the other part of it.
Well, that's what I'm confused about. Like, there's still a salary cap. And, yes, the salary cap will go up, but it's not going to go up a ton year over.
It's not going to go up to the point where Christian Kirk is ever going to be worth $20
million. Well, okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody seems to be overpaying for everything. Tyreek Hill got traded to the Dolphins, he signed for $120 million. Like, the numbers are insane that are going around the NFL right now. I don't understand how teams can afford to do this. Maybe it's just because I'm not used to a team spending money and getting near a salary cap. So I don't. Is that it?
There is
that
it the is.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't the Bengals not like have an indoor facility? Money. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, they do. They do. It's at the local high school.
They've got an indoor facility. It just doesn't have 4 walls and a roof.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Look, it's an indoor outdoor facility that isn't indoor. That's what it is. Okay.
Does it have 4K?
Didn't they practice at UC before the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, they actually did go to UC.
UC has the bubble.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah, dude, it's bad. And the best part is the bubble isn't even on a full size football field either.
Wow, it doesn't have to be for.
So it's like the crew league where they're playing like on a small field or what?
No, it's like a 3-quarters field. And, Mike, I know they don't need a full 100-yard field to practice, but, like, when you do your breakout groups and shit, like, you need space.
That's what imagine being a professional athlete and they're like, hey, you got to go to this third-rate college to practice before the fucking Super Bowl.
Hold on a minute.
Big 12 team now, Scott.
Thank you, Caesar.
The disrespect.
New Big 12, but it's still the Big 12.
Is there 12 teams in it, or is there going to be 12 teams in it?
OU and Texas leave, I believe they'll be like at 11 or 12.
I thought they've been at like
Cincinnati,
10
BYU, UCF.
I was going to say, it's the Big 12, so I think there's probably like 42 teams. Like the Big
Where's
10.
Houston?
Like,
Houston.
Forever. That's what I think happened.
Locked.
Oh, they're going
to
get railed hard.
No, we're not. No,
you're going to get destroyed.
We got Quinn Ewers. He's got a mullet.
Oh, yeah, no.
We got a tat on his
forearm.
Yeah. I got money that says Quinn Ewers transfers again before the end of his
no way. There's 100%
agree. 100% without it,
no way.
Wait, what was that?
He's gonna start.
What was that kid on Miami's name who transferred like five times?
Tate. Oh, fucking Tate Martell.
Yeah.
Fine. And then retired like a bitch.
I love that you only, like, you recognize him from Miami and not when he was at Ohio State first.
No, I know from Bishop Gorman. So you, fuck that kid.
You didn't even pick up until his second stop in college when you were like, oh, this dude. What an a-hole.
His second stop was in
there were three more after that, I think. Yeah.
No, he started at Ohio State.
It was Ohio State.
Ohio State, Miami,
UNLV.
UNLV. And then, like, eight other colleges after
that. Quinn Ewers, Bijan, Xavier Worthy, Jatavion Sanders.
Excuse me. Wait, hold on. How many snaps have they played in the SEC?
None.
Exactly.
Saban's got three Quinn Ewers on his roster.
Yeah. All right. And he's going to get another one in the spring. And
in
he's
fairness, play. In fairness, Saban doesn't really give a shit about quarterbacks until like the last That's couple true. Years.
Jake Coker won a national championship.
I was going to say he won a national championship with Mac Jones. So let's not worry Coker. About Saban's.
Yeah, but yeah. Do you know who he won a national championship with? You know who took him there? Those big Jake fucking Coker. Nasties on the front seven on the defense. So
he also switched quarterbacks halfway through the playoff one year. And
Gabe pointing out that Quinn Ewers couldn't even start at OSU. Now, granted, he was a high school senior at the time, but yes, he could not.
CJ Stroud balled the fuck out. I'm not benching CJ Stroud either.
Also, do you think Quinn Ewers maybe just, you know, cleaned up on all that co-ed action there in Columbus and was like, wait a minute, this is just terrible. I'm going to Texas.
Quinn Ewers played the game perfectly.
Yes.
Quinn Ewers played the game perfectly. He said to Texas, hey, can I make money as a senior in high school? And they were like, no. He goes, cool. Then I'm done with high school. I'll go to fucking Ohio State, sure. And made a boatload of money on an NIL deal. And then he said, fuck it, let's go to Texas, see what I can get there. Made even more money on NIL. And guess where he's going next? Whoever's going to pay him money. He doesn't give a shit about going to the league.
I love the hustle.
I was gonna say I don't That's hate him, or that him, but he's not gonna be the savior at Texas. He's not leading y'all to a national championship.
Oh fuck no, we're not gonna be back anytime soon. But it's the process because there's one Memphis person. There's a last name that we want on our jerseys in 2 years. Wait, what'd you say? I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
He said like SEC opening weekend, Mississippi State. Blows you out by like 40.
No shot. I'm like Alabama said, or someone else.
No, calm down. Calm down. You heard what Christian just said. Go the opposite.
Yeah, you just won by 60 against Mike Leake and Pirates. You got
Christian
it.
Christian gave his guarantee. You're a fucking done deal.
Well,
in fact, I'm betting heavily on that game. Everything I own on Texas.
Christian, it's okay. We all know that UConn could beat Texas. Push come to shove.
Yeah, fucking
SEC. Basketball or football?
No, I'm talking football.
No, because I don't think they're beating them in basketball. They couldn't beat a 16 seed or whatever the fuck they lost to.
They wouldn't beat them in basketball either.
Or 15 seed? They were past two the first seed, round. Right?
They did get past the first round. I put money on them.
Oh,
they won.
They were the 5-12. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, so in a lot of ways, it was 11. Predictable, but didn't pick it because I was like, nah, I won't do Christian like that. I should have done Christian like that. Turns out I should have done.
You should always do your intern, Scott. You should know this by now.
Whoa, that took a turn.
Moving on.
What'd I say?
How many more interns have you done, bro? Like, what?
Let me just say this. I took Edan in the Philadelphia.
Moving on.
Remember that one?
Moving on.
Texas fight.
Boob.
Moving on.
Shit.
Internet.
Moving on.
Bob. Castellini.
Moving on.
Do you think they...
Moving on.
Do you think they got rid of...
Moving on.
Do you think they got rid of Castilla?
Moving on.
Do you think that's cheap?
Oh god.
Do you think they got rid of Castellanos because his name was too close to Castellini's and Castellini kept getting confused?
Moving on.
So we going to do that hockey?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you're looking for your next new truck, trust Rush Truck Centers, the nation's largest commercial vehicle dealer network. Rush Truck Centers has trucks in stock throughout the country, including heavy, medium, and light-duty work vehicles. Plus, they offer a wide range of programs that help coordinate, monitor, and expedite vehicle service and repairs throughout their qualified service facilities. Check out their online inventory today at rushtruckcenters.com. That's rushtruckcenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers. Please speak to your Rush Truck Centers representative for further details.
Biscuit wants to know, how is he the one with an Emmy?
Just ask Tyson. He knows.
Oh, God.
Does someone have an Emmy?
And I don't know. Drew's an Emmy Award winner.
Oh, yep. Fuck yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine. Y'all hear the new USFL rules? Did you guys read those today?
Dude, I can't wait.
I'm excited for it. So here's some of the rules.
That I just want the league to actually exist, though, for more than
gamblers.
See, and Caesar, that's exactly why I can't wait. I don't know anything about new rules. I just know it's football and I can gamble.
The Houston Gamblers, baby.
Through the Family Guy joke brought to life.
I don't know if that's good or not. I don't know. Old Family Guy or new Family Guy?
See, I feel like I'm going to need to reflect on that one when I'm in Mike's state of mind from the other night you texted us about in the show chat. Like, I'm going to need to reflect on that one, and I feel like it's going to be really deep and profound.
Not as deep and profound as that statement I came up with.
Do you still have a piece of paper that you wrote it on?
I don't know. It's around here somewhere.
I'm just – at one point, I think –
he put it in the burn box.
Actually,
don't worry about it.
I don't even know if what I wrote is what I ended up texting. Like, that's the other problem, is it may have changed between the two.
See, and that's where I feel like we need a Patreon or whatever the fuck it's called to put that thing up there.
Just me talking into the mic in that state of mind. Whew. All right, listen, here's the
I mean reading your note.
Right, that's what I mean. Oh, just like trying to read and talking to a microphone in that state of mind.
I'm impressed you could write by hand. Like, that shit's hard.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, here's the rules that the USFL announced. Scoring teams have a third option to attempt an extra point. So you've got your normal kick one for one, go for a 2 point from the 3 yard line, or go for it from the 10 yard line, and that's for 3 points. Then they can, instead of onside kicks, you can go for it on 4th and 12 from your own 33, which is very strange. I didn't understand where they came up with those numbers, but 4th and 12 from your own 33 will get you. If you convert that, you get to keep the ball. If not, the other team gets the ball wherever you get it. Their overtime is just alternating plays from the 2, and each successful attempt gets 2 points. The team with the most points after 3 plays wins, and then anything else after that is sudden death. Here's some other crazy rules. They got 2 forward passes from behind the line of scrimmage. Each coach is allowed 1 replay challenge. Yeah, you can do double forward passes.
Wait. So how does that work? 2 forward passes from behind the
line. So you can throw it like a yard forward to a wide receiver.
As long as you're behind the line of scrimmage.
You can drop back
15 yards and throw it to somebody who can then throw it to somebody else. Like, think about if you're scrambling, you could throw it forward to a running back who can then throw it to somebody else.
It's like the XFL.
It just feels like the whole pass having to pass behind yourself.
Like, it's just, anybody who's in front of the line of scrimmage, they're an eligible receiver at least once. And then
The newest Madden? And news relative, obviously, but most recent.
No.
Okay, these are all rules that are in their fucking, like, backyard football Superstar 77. KO. Yeah, that thing. Like, all these rules exist in that game. So maybe John is still in
the game. Are we shocked that the NFL that the NFL ripped off EA. Like, are we shocked that their rule changes? They're like, what's the game doing? Because, you know, if it's in our game, like, it's got to be in their game, right? Like, what's EA coming up with?
That totally Dude, they said on
punt. I was like, guys, I got some really great ideas. I fired up that last night, and I was playing GM mode, and you'll never believe the options that I could pick from. Like,
this the pen may have been involved, but you know, like, what? Tell me.
This
Let me
is
tell
some
you.
Shit Trust we me. Should have in our league. They're ahead of their time.
Also, Caesar, am I the only one that hears those overtime rules and thinks that sounds a lot like penalty kicks?
Yep.
Or a shootout in hockey, right?
Very Soccer similar was first.
To that. Okay, sure. That's fine. All kickoffs are from the 25. On punts, gunners may not line up
from the 25.
Yeah, from the 25 instead of the 35. So you're encouraging more returns rather than touchbacks. But here's where it gets weird. In order for it to be a turnover on a kickoff, it must first be touched by the receiving team. So, like, if a ball falls and the team just lets it go, it's like a punt and it's downed, and the receiving team takes over wherever it's downed, which is bizarre.
This is what I really wish they did with these kinds of things, regardless of the league or even when the NFL's competition committee does this. Yeah, them too.
Tickle bitties.
I was going to say big titties. The NFL's big titties when they come together.
It bit nipply outside. It took me like literally.
Everything comes together.
27 until I realized that was a bad word. I want to know the motivation behind like some of these rules, because like they're clearly meant to like do something, inspire something, change something about the game. But like, why would you need to have the receiving team touch the kickoff before it's turnover? Like, what is that trying to change about the game?
Because could you imagine how stupid it would be if the kicking team could run down and just get the ball without the other team ever having to touch it? Like, yeah, they could just kick it to themselves, essentially. That'd be horribly stupid.
They could do that right now. Back-to-back champions.
What? Yeah,
the last time that actually happened, the Cowboys did against the Eagles. The Eagles forgot to touch it on the kickoff return, and the Cowboys got the ball back like on the 15.
Of course.
Stupid Eagles.
Fantastic. Dude, there's going to be no the pass interference rules are going to be like the NCAA, where it's if it happens beyond 15 yards, it's a spot foul.
Dude, yeah.
Love but that. If it occurs 15 yards or less, then it's a 15-yard penalty.
From the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. So, like, if it happens in 7 yards in, then it's not a spot foul. It's a 15-yard penalty. But if it happens at 30 yards, then it's a spot foul.
Wait, what? Undo. I think you went the wrong way with that.
No, if pass interference happens more than 15 yards down the field, it's a spot foul. If it happens less than 15 yards, it's a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, that's okay. Well, that's stupid. That's dumb.
I can't wait for that. Well, my favorite part is
going to
be.
Yeah, see, Robert, go ahead,
the PI. Well, I was going to say the PI calls where it's like 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage and the pass interference, and then they automatically get 15 yards. Like, that was what they did away with, like the whole automatic 15 yards, no matter where it was. So now they're kind of going back to it. Like, I like the idea on the back end where it's like a spot foul, because it keeps teams from doing the whole, screw it, it's 40 yards down the field, I'm just going to punch you in the dick, and we're just going to get 15 yards. Like, I love that part of it. But the idea that underneath, like, it could be 2 yards away and they're like, it was pass interference. Like, there's just too many ticky-tack calls for that to be the case. Like,
well, there's ticky-tack calls in the NFL, Scott. This is the USFL, okay? This is not what
I don't
know
they're going to call it differently.
They're like, we're the real officials in the USFL, like professionals. That know what
actually, doing. that would be a way for them to take a shot at the league. Like, hey, look, I know all these other leagues have come and gone. They've, you know, failed for various reasons, but we as a league are going to take serious our officiating. We're going to have full-time officials in this league just to take a shot at the NFL for not having
that. Didn't Vince try to do that with the XFL, where he was like, you're going to know what a catch is in our league?
He tried to say that we're going to know the rules, but, I mean, the refs were never like – I mean, then, like, 5 minutes later, he was having locker room fucking – Mookie fantasies with the fucking cheerleaders. Like, all weird. So
sounds like a good time. It's really easy to have full-time refs when your season and your league only exists for 4 months a year. Because, like, you know they're just going to go bankrupt and, like, restructure.
I was just going to say, 4 weeks, I hope payroll makes it that far. These pop-up leagues now don't even make it through, like, three fucking games.
This motherfucker's got hiccups over here?
I do. That's how excited I am about this shit. Like, you're saying 4 months. I'm like, man, can we at least make it through 4 weeks with this shit?
To be fair, the XFL got fucked over by COVID. I was an XFL guy. I'm not gonna.
You weren't an XFL guy because you don't even know what the XFL was when it first existed. In order to be an
gambling guy, so I'm an XFL guy.
No. But in order to be an XFL guy, you have to be an XFL guy when the ball was black and that shit happened.
I was only 2 years old.
Yeah, then you ain't an
XFL. Race card.
I'm a little late on it, but yeah. Why's the ball got to be black, Scott?
Black balls, right? Like, forever, baby.
Black
balls
are
the worst,
hard.
Man. I mean, blue balls.
That's not real.
Jesus.
Yeah, wait, what?
What the fuck conversation just happened? And Christian's shaking his head, yeah. He's like, yeah.
No, it is. It's very
real. Blue balls. Yeah.
I disagree with that, Caesar, but yeah.
I'm sorry. I just got to make sure shit goes through before anything else happens.
The senior intern disagreed with the junior intern here. He got overruled. The lead intern.
Christian, put
that shit on your resume when you go back to Stop and Shop, all right? You're like, listen, motherfucker, I am the lead intern on a highly respected sports podcast.
Well, we discussed this. He's not going to bother doing all that. He's just going to walk out. Like, there's
they
no
parted ways. Point.
He doesn't.
They mutually agreed to part ways.
I haven't been back,
which means she dumped him.
Yes, he hate me. He hate me. In fact, I saw the ESPN movie.
There you go.
Biscuit and Whitey both coming through with "he hate me."
He hate me.
Nobody.
Bonus points if your name is his actual name.
I was gonna say nobody knows Rod Smith's real.
I was literally just gonna say Rod Smith. Dick.
But they, and why is He Hate Me the only name people remember?
Because he's the only one that actually made a career.
Well, that, and he was the first nickname that we saw in the very first game. Like, it was the first, like, it was like, wait a minute, why does his jersey
say the fuck out?
Yeah, I was going to say. And then he also performed.
Didn't he play for the Panthers for like 5 years?
He did go.
He had a legit NFL career after that.
He played for a little while after for. A few.
Was there PJ Walker or
PJ Walker? He was on the roster all season, but
the Panthers.
He got a little bit of action, but you know, just like hand stuff.
He got blue ball.
Yeah. Oh wait, hang on. Tank wants to know which is worse, blue balls or black and blue balls.
Damn,
that's tough. I think black and blue is way worse. Yeah.
I didn't even know black and blue was a thing.
You've never gotten hit.
You got
in the
kicked
nuts?
In the dick. You got
not during.
No, not during.
Said anything about during.
What? Caesar's like, these guys are into some freaky shit. They're trying to get on
too,
and stuff.
Damn, that black. Holy
foot
shit.
Stuff. 4K.
I was with this wild chick last night. She kicked me right in the dick. I loved it.
Yeah, no.
Gave me them black and blue balls. I love. Baby.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Cheryl.
Yes, happy belated Cheryl. She watched.
Happy belated Cheryl.
Happy belated Cheryl birthday.
I'm the talk of blue balls. How romantic.
I said, you know. Hey, I got golf talk for you guys.
Race car.
Playing a game of whack fuck here.
Whack.
Fuck. We talked about it a couple weeks ago about Phil Mickelson, and are we going to hear from him ever again? He's not playing in the Masters this year. This is the first time since 1994 that Phil Mickelson will not be in the Masters. The Masters released past champions who aren't playing. You know whose name was not on that list of past champions not playing?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, baby.
His name is open, baby. There's a chance we're going to get Tiger.
We gotta add the question back to the list. Is Tiger back?
We got to do it. Sorry, take that dominatrix dick kicking in 4K.
In 7.1 surround sound with the subwoofer.
Subwoofer.
You got to be able to hear that
the
stiletto
slap
pound
from the leg to the ball.
So yeah, Phil Mickelson not in the Masters. I'm shocked by that, but Tiger, yeah, it's still open door for Tiger there. They
have he'll play. Yeah. Tiger Woods will play.
Kristen just said it'll happen. He's
Sorry, everybody. Tiger Woods won't be there.
That's my goal.
Nail him at coffin.
For all of you that were hoping to see Tiger this year, it's not happening. Christian just said he will be at the Masters. So,
you know what, Christian? I can get on board with that play. I'm starting to like Tiger as a play. I'm kind of like.
And you'll love Christian's bets. I mean, he's solid. So go on ahead and follow him.
I just love how he talked me into it last week. He's like, you like UConn, dude. Like, you do. And I was like, you know what, though? Like, I kind of do like UConn. So, like, give me some other shit, because when push came to shove, I bet against him, and it worked out great.
Fade me, too. I'm terrible. I'm a mush as well.
What the fuck is a mush?
When you mush the line, you kind of fuck it up. So whatever you bet on, the other thing is going to happen almost 99% of the time.
So just like karma. Okay.
Yeah.
This ain't team sports. Like, fuck that. I'll bet whatever the fuck I want to bet. If y'all lost, y'all lost. It ain't got shit to do with me. Oh, I fucked up the line. Sucks to suck.
Scott's the dude's hit. He's hitting on 16 at the blackjack table. Because he's like, you guys play your own game. I'll play in my game. They're like, no, he's showing 10. He's like, fuck you. I do what I want. Every time
got pissed at that guy that's like, what are you doing, man? It's like, what are you doing? I'm here to win. Fuck you.
What are you doing? This ain't a team.
Blackjack ain't a team. That's sport. Are you gonna
10? You don't hit on that. Fuck you, I'll hit if I want. You get the 10, you get the 5.
You're going to give me some of those winnings if you hit? No, then fuck you. Hit me, dealer.
No, it's even better. Scott hits on 16, and he gets a 4, and he looks to the guy dead in the eye and goes, watch this fucker hit.
And then you nail that ace.
Right?
Oh, shit.
And then you drop your Mick Ultra on the table, grab your chips, and walk the fuck away.
That's like exactly how that plays out, actually.
Hanging out your black and blue balls for everyone to see.
Mookie's eating chips at the blackjack table. Okay. All right. Here, real quick, Mookie, just for you.
Idiot.
We gonna lose to Mexico? Quick. We're almost out of time. We're gonna lose to Mexico?
Nah, we're gonna tie in disappointing fashion.
Who's our center mid?
I'll take a tie in Mexico.
What does Christian say? What's happening? Are we losing? We winning?
In the Azteca, Christian, just for context.
Just pick one, man.
USA versus Mexico.
We're losing.
All right.
Great.
I believe that we will win. All right, USA.
Weston McKinney's out. We're like on our fourth string.
Weston McKinney, who the fuck cares? Like, the guy is up and down. He's not reliable. In a big game like this, he's going to do something emotional.
It's a dub.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Break it down. Like,
you can put Mookie and me out there. We're winning. We got this, dog.
Hands down.
In the Azteca, where they're throwing beers at you.
Yeah, we got
batteries.
Christian said we're going to lose, so we're good.
Do you know how many titles I've won in hostile environments?
None.
14, motherfucker. 14 indoor co-ed rec league championships right here. I got receipts.
I was close, though.
Before we wrap the show, do you remember when Mookie used to pay us $2 to do a sponsor read for his indoor soccer team?
No.
Yes.
It wasn't $2. It was always dependent on the score. So if we kicked the shit out of people, it was more. If we won a squeaker 2-1, it was a little less.
It was always like $3.15. And he's like, all right, just say that Bear Attack FC won by 3 against an arch rival.
No, because in that circumstance, we were the way team and we won 15-3. This is very
couldn't give us $15.03. You gave us $3.15, you cheap.
Bro, look, here's the thing. If about we would have been the home side, I would have given you $15 and then, you know, the 3 cents. But
so the more goals you give up, the more money you gave them.
I guess technically that's a good way to look at it, huh?
All right, that porno music means it's time to wrap this show and see what we're drinking. Scott, what was in your mug tonight?
I was back on the milkshake IPA game, drinking orange whip, just an orange IPA mixed with lactose and all the good
music,
shit.
I gotta be like,
Would you smoke that beer? You gotta get like real deep, Barry White talk.
Yeah.
You wanna get all up in that beer.
I already got off all in this beer. In fact, I finished with this beer and I would finish again. I would fuck this beer. It doesn't matter. I'd fuck this beer.
Mookie, what was in your mug? And you could be loving that beer.
Happy birthday, Cheryl. I had the Woods Boss Brewing Company Magical Narwhal Candy Cane Unicorn Candy Cane Chocolate Stout. Look, man, all I gotta say, this shit was delicious. It was smooth. It had a little bit of punch to it, but it was quality. I don't usually go this way, but look, man, I could get into some toe stuff for this beer.
I thought you were gonna say I don't normally go this way, but I would let this beer peg me.
I was just gonna say, it's like, that's stuff for this beer.
Look, I've told Riddle this time and time again, but that is an out hole, not an in hole. Sorry.
Biscuit says the music sounds like the whole music for unemployment.
Biscuit, why do you know that, dude? Come on now. We know you're gainfully employed. Christian, taking tickets and shit.
Christian, what are you drinking and would you bang it?
I have Rolling Rock. Usually it'd be a yes, but I just had so many of them in the last 2 weeks that it's enough. Gotta move on.
Also, right. you're putting in work to make sure you got that fitted lined up right for tonight. So why are you rocking the UNH? Your lid. Oh,
like I used to like when I was like trying to figure out what school I wanted to go to, I never wanted to tour it. And the way my mom would actually go get me to see the school was to buy me a hat everywhere we went.
Okay, so
that's pretty awesome.
That's a solid trade.
All right.
Caesar, you were drinking Stone Cold's beer. You banging Stone Cold's beer?
Would I bang Stone Cold? No, but the beer? I mean, an Honor 316? Yeah, sure. A petty bang.
A petty bang with a thumbs up.
I feel like that's going to be a scenario where Stone Cold's like,
this would be a petty bang.
I love you, Stone Cold. I love you, Stone Cold. Sure. But I love you. I do your thing every year. But I do your thing
every year, Stone Cold. I would petty bang you. I had Electric Cowboy from Diebold Brewing. I'd ride this cowboy. What? Something. You know, it's
wash your clothes like a cold tide, because that's the bottom line. Because that's what I hawk now.
You'd ride it like a symbiote?
I ain't wrestling no more. Bye, Todd, y'all. This is a cold call.
What just happened? I get it now. Yeah.
What's the worst? Okay, so like Stone Cold back when we were young was like the badass, the rattlesnake. And then he was doing that thing where like I felt like he was going deaf and everybody just kept yelling, what? And now he's talking tight. I'm like, what the hell happened to this man's career? Then he went from like,
I think he's badass. I think that's what it is.
On people to fucking people just yelling what at him, like, what is happening? And then tie.
Sellout. Complete sellout.
Hey, we can't all be Snoop Dogg dropping Corona rhymes and bars on the beach, man. Like, at. Whitey said Christian is pushing rope on that Rolling Rock.
Oh, there it is.
Wait, scooch it over a little bit though. Go one shot with him.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, let's see this. This is Caesar doing the Stone Cold
with an NY. Wow.
Smash the beers. Listen, respect. Podcast
all in this. All right.
Video of that.
So when's the next time you do it, man?
I did it on my birthday this past year, so
I don't know what the fuck your birthday is. It,
then March 2nd.
There you go.
So if not, then next year. But if before I end the internship, I'll do it again.
I'll tell you what, Christian. We know you're not taking finals because you already passed. As a end of finals treat, we can smash them up, man. You do it, I'll do one in my backyard.
You talking to me?
I mean, yeah, you could get in on it too, but like you're not the one doing Stone
Cold.
What is
that, Christian? I think you meant me.
I said, Christian, you don't have finals because I know you just have that project shit.
Oh, he said, are you talking to me? Christian doesn't pay a fuck of attention to Mookie when he talks. It's clear as day. Christian's just like,
I don't know that
fucking,
anybody
I'm
does.
Zoning out. I'm not paying a shit. That's what we do, Christian. That's exactly how it is.
Hate you all.
Listen, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Be sure to
follow the show on Twitter at Crafty Sports on Twitter and Instagram. Like the show on Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Scott's got another Winning Time review coming up here shortly. Mookie's going to get some mad money. I'm doing an interview with a good friend of the show, Joe Hall, that we'll be doing here shortly there. So subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure you're ringing that bell so that you know when new content's posted. Also, be sure to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts. We're everywhere, so go hit us up on all those. You have no idea how much that helps when you subscribe, when you give the shows 5 stars, and then drops a review. Also, shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Tons of great content. Go hit them up and subscribe to all of the Belly Up Sports podcasts. We will see you all next week. Cheers, everybody.
UConn losing brings a whole new meaning to bust.
Texas fight.
It's in 4K.
Suck me, beautiful.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's wintertime. When temperatures go down, the likelihood goes up that your furnace and other appliances go down with them. So don't risk a costly replacement. Stay comfortable with coverage on the appliances you depend on most with the Service Guard Appliance Repair Program from Black Hills Energy. It's peace of mind in a plan. Visit blackhillsenergy.com/signup to learn more.